Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Life, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, written by Joseph Mindell, is entitled Hosea. There was a man who lived in the days when the temple yet stood in Jerusalem, and he was called Hosea. One day he came to the house of Amaziah and spoke to him.
Amaziah, you have many fields of wheat and barley.
I do not hide them, Hosea.
And many cattle and sheep.
Are you the assessor, Hosea? I pay my taxes.
I do not begrudge you your possessions. Amaziah, this is Joash. He came with me.
Amaziah.
I know, Joash.
Yesterday, his one field was ready for the harvest.
May it be a good harvest, Joash.
This morning, the wheat burned down. The whole field of wheat. Did you hear me, Amaziah?
I heard. He is unfortunate.
He has a wife and children.
Hosea, you take a long time to come to the point.
Joash needs help.
Obviously. Joash, I've had a good harvest. I can sell you enough wheat for bread and for seed to plant in the spring.
He has no money, Amaziah.
Let him speak for himself. You heard, Joash. I'll sell you the wheat.
Well, I have no money.
That's too bad.
I told you, Hosea, it's no use.
Wait, Joash. Amaziah, you're a rich man. You can spare the wheat.
Hosea, did you really think that I would give him the wheat? Come, Hosea, I'm not overly sensitive. Tell me.
No, I didn't think he would give it to him.
Then why did you come to me?
It doesn't matter what I think. You have the right to decide, to help or not to help.
I see. Thank you, Hosea, for permitting me to choose. If you'll excuse me, I have some matters to attend to.
Gomer. Gomer!
She's not in the house.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Look, Joash, here is my harvest. Take what you need.
Hosea, I... No, I can't.
Come, take at least a few baskets of wheat. You must. For your family.
I don't want to deprive your children, your wife. You have little enough.
But you have nothing, Joash. We'll manage.
Hosea, shouldn't you, don't you want to talk with your wife first?
Why?
Maybe she's not willing to.
Why should you think that Gomer would refuse to help you?
I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry.
All right. Come, take the wheat.
Yes, I'll take the wheat and thank you. Only, Hosea.
Yes?
I must take it, but you're under no compulsion to offer it.
Joash, it isn't only Amaziah who must make a choice.
Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity. It is covered with footprints of blood. Joash carried the wheat through the city to his house. And it happened that in a place where the streets narrowed, he was met by a man who hid his face.
What's in the mess, sir?
Well, what do you want?
Wheat, eh? That's a good wheat.
Well, it's not mine. It was given to me.
Well, then you can't object if I...
No, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Hosea went to the marketplace with Joash, whose face was still covered with blood. And Hosea spoke to the people.
You sow the wind, and you shall reap the whirlwind. Who is the thief? Tell me, who is the thief?
Are you accusing me, Hosea? If you are, be careful.
Don't be foolish, Amaziah. Why should you steal a handful of wheat? Maybe Hosea is talking to me.
I speak to all of you. Each of you is like a thief. When the field burned, did even one of you come with a measure of wheat for Joash?
We have our own troubles.
Who was there when Joash lay on the ground to lift him up and wipe the blood from his face?
Hosea, it gives us no pleasure that Joash has troubles. We're sorry for him.
Sorrow rests lightly on your heart.
The misfortune is his, not ours.
If you refuse to help sustain life, you take life. To be indifferent is to be a thief.
What right have you?
Listen to me.
Why should we listen to you, Hosea? We've heard it before.
Amaziah is right. Next you will accuse us of worshipping false gods. And then you'll say it's wrong to swear falsely. Or even to give a present to a friendly judge. You forget that this is a world of men, not angels. Hosea, I'll make a bargain with you. Turn all the rest into angels, and I'll put on wings, too.
You are stubborn in your evil ways.
Enough, Hosea. Who are you to talk to us like this?
It is not I who speak, Amaziah. Hear the words of the Lord. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
How do you know this, Hosea?
The Lord has spoken.
To you?
To me, Amaziah.
Quiet. Let him be heard. Hosea, how many times did the voice of the Lord come to you?
Once, 1,000 times. What does it matter? They are the same.
How is it the Lord spoke to you and not to me?
He spoke to you as well, but you did not listen.
Ah. You're a prophet.
You know who I am and what I have to tell you.
Then tell us.
Quiet, everybody.
Quiet. Tell us what the Lord said.
There is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery.
Swearing and lying and committing adultery.
The people break all bounds and blood touches blood.
Hosea, should a man who does not know the alphabet be a teacher?
Say what you mean, Amaziah.
Should a man presume to correct the ways of a nation whose own house is tainted?
Gomez. Gomez.
Your wife is not in the house, Hosea.
Where is she?
I can't tell you. How should I know?
You're not telling the truth.
Why don't you ask me, Hosea?
Gomer.
Go about your work, Hilda. Well, Hosea? Aren't you going to ask me? No? Then I'll tell you. I was in the marketplace.
I was there. I didn't see you.
I went only to buy bread. Then I visited a friend.
Huldah says you go out every day.
We need bread every day.
Huldah can go to the market.
Oh. I'm not permitted to leave the house. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't mean that.
You question my servant. You ask where I go. What do you want to find out?
Nothing, Gomer. I was upset.
You don't trust me.
Forgive me. Of course I trust you.
to go now, Daniel. Jose will be expecting me.
Oh, let him wait, Gomer. Why are you taking off the bracelet?
You know why.
You don't like my present?
Silly. Beautiful, but I can't wear it home.
You're afraid of Jose, aren't you?
What an idea.
You don't have to be. He's so concerned with lofty matters. The fool can't see what's under his nose.
He's not a fool. He trusts me. He even said so.
Well, this is a strange time to act the loyal wife, Gomer.
Don't talk like that. Daniel, let's not quarrel.
Well, you keep defending Jose.
I'm not. Don't talk about him. What is he to do with us?
Nothing. Gomez, don't go yet.
I don't want to go.
Then stay with me. At least a little longer.
If I stay now, where will I go later?
Think of now, not of later.
I can't help it, Daniel. The thought comes by itself. Where will I go?
You'll stay with me. Yes. I'll take you with me, Gomer. You don't have to go back to Jose.
Hilda, where's my wife?
The meat is cooked. Sit down and eat, Jose.
It's getting dark. Where's Gomer?
You keep asking me. I'm her servant, not her mother. Wait, Jose. Where are you going?
To find Gomer.
Don't go.
She's my wife. Maybe something has happened to her.
Nothing has happened. Don't go.
Keep her food warm. I'll bring Gomer back.
Jose, it will be better if you don't find Gomer.
Yes, Hosea. I saw Gomer.
I saw her, too.
Yes, so did I.
Which way did she go? Tell me, Amaziah.
Are you sure you want to know?
I asked you a question. Why shouldn't I want an answer?
Maybe because it's good riddance.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
Tell me where she went.
Hosea, you're angry.
Don't play games with me.
But of course you're angry. Wrongdoing and sin and evil always make you angry, don't they?
Even when the sin is in his own house, eh, Amaziah?
Wait, Hosea. Don't go. I can tell you what you want to know.
Well?
But first tell me. What will you do if you catch her?
No. First let him prophesy against the evildoers.
Stop it, Amaziah. All of you.
Hosea, I saw Gomer on the road going north out of the city.
Thank you, Joash.
She wasn't alone. I'm sorry, Hosea.
Thank you for telling me.
Wait. I'll walk with you.
I don't need anyone, Joash.
You have a worthy assistant, Hosea.
It's dark, Hosea.
It's dark. What difference does it make?
Come home with me. In the morning, you can look for Gomer.
Go away, Joash. Leave me alone.
You're very angry.
Don't I have reason to be angry? Answer me.
Jose.
No, don't. How can you answer for me?
Hosea walked in the night with his anger, and the voices in his ears were angry voices that answered no questions. In the morning, as it grew light, he came to the place where Gomer was.
Why are you sitting here at the edge of the road, Gomer? Gomer.
I'm waiting, Jose.
For me?
No. I waited for the sun to come up, and now it's light. I'll watch it get higher, and then it will set. It will be dark. And I'll wait.
For whom, Gomer?
For no one, Hosea. For anyone.
You're alone. He's gone.
Yes. Even the bracelet is gone.
What did you expect?
I thought... It doesn't matter.
And what do you expect me to do now?
Nothing, Hosea. I haven't said that I expect anything.
You don't have to say it. It's written on your face and your eyes. Pity me, they say.
I haven't said it. Don't believe my eyes.
Your tears whimper. I'm sorry.
I don't want to cry. The tears come of themselves.
Then dry your tears. But turn your eyes away.
Tears are a bodily defect, Hosea. They flow knowing nothing of right and wrong. But I know I have no right to expect anything. Not even pity.
You say it too easily.
Yet I have seen pity for a bird, for a calf separated from its mother. Pity even for a thief caught in his stealing.
It's easy to be sorry now, Gomer, when the consequences have caught you.
Do you think so, Hosea? Do you think it was easy to sit and wait? To remember and understand? Do you think it's easy to speak? You don't answer. You're right, Hosea, not to answer. Why should you?
I didn't know how to answer. Not until now. Gomer, pity belongs to everyone alive.
I wanted you to say it, Hosea. Thank you. I'll go now.
Where will you go?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Gomer. Pity is such a little thing.
No, sometimes it is not a little thing. Sometimes pity is enough.
No. No, it is never enough. Come, Gomer. Let us go home. Why'd you stop, Gomer? It's only Huldah.
I'm afraid.
You should be afraid.
Huldah, why don't you greet your mistress?
I've been waiting here outside the city to see if you would bring her back.
There's a stone in your hand, Huldah.
Yes, I've been waiting to greet her.
Put down the stone.
Why did you go to look for her? Why did you bring her back?
Put it down.
She has sinned.
Gomer has done you no injury.
She has sinned and she must be punished for her sin.
Who made you judge and executioner? Put down the stone and go your way. Come, Gomer.
No. The road goes through the marketplace.
It's the way to our house.
Hosea, let's go around through the fields.
I won't let them harm you.
I'm afraid, Hosea.
Even so, we must go through the city. Gomer, we can't run away.
They walk through the city. In the streets, the people stopped talking, stopped their buying and selling, and stood aside to let them pass. Then turned and silently followed to the door of Hosea's house.
Go into the house, Gomer.
Don't go!
Oh!
We want to, talk with you, Gomer.
She's tired. Tomorrow will be time enough.
No, we'll finish it today.
Then talk to me.
Hosea, we are not as easily moved as your servant woman by your command.
It will be better if you all go home. You're overwrought.
And you're so calm, Hosea. What happened to your anger?
I am no longer angry, Amaziah.
Strange how quickly your anger disappears when the evil you see is in your own house.
It's very simple, Amaziah. It's only that Hosea was lonely for his wife. How did you persuade her to come back, Hosea? Did you promise not to beat her? Or did you buy her a new shawl? Listen, you other women. Remember that all men are not as understanding as Hosea.
Is understanding a crime in your eyes?
Hosea will now preach a sermon.
Is forgiveness an offense you cannot bear?
Hosea, you begin at the wrong end. Before understanding and forgiveness comes repentance. Gomer, you preach about repentance. Come, we're waiting, Gomer.
Don't touch her.
You're lucky, Gomer, to have such a husband and protect her. You're extremely...
Be still. It's enough.
Amaziah, I was only saying what we all...
I know. It's enough.
Thank you, Amaziah.
Keep your thanks, Hosea. I want no credit for virtue in your ledger. What you do with Gomer is your concern. I want no more to do with it.
Yet, you will listen to what I have to say.
I did not like your words when you spoke in anger. I like them no better now.
I am no longer angry. Do you want to know why?
Your words are not clean. Gomer stands beside you in your house.
It is because of Gomer that I know. Listen. There is a meaning in everything that happens.
You speak from a house polluted by sin. Sin that you condone. I will not listen.
Have you not defiled God's house? Yet there is forgiveness.
I will not listen.
I've brought you a cloak, Hosea. It's cold.
Thank you, Gomer.
Hosea.
Why are you still here, Joash? You have a stone to throw?
My hands are empty.
Or a curse on your lips for Gomer?
You forgave her?
She repented, and I forgave. Two things equal. And equally difficult.
Well, then why should I have a grievance?
I'm sorry, Joash. I spoke out of bitterness.
Hosea, tell me the meaning.
Don't you see it?
There is forgiveness, you said. For anyone. For me.
For all who ask it.
Hosea, God must be so angry.
I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger, saith the Lord. I will not return to destroy, for I am God and not man. And I will not come in fury. Joash, not in fury, but with compassion.
Of all the people in the city, only one man remained to hear Hosea. Yet, the words are not lost, for they are spoken in the prayer on the first Sabbath of the new year, before the Day of Atonement.
Return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast stumbled in thine iniquity, and accept that which is good.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Joel Schenker, president of Congregation Bethel in Cedarhurst, Long Island. Mr. Schenker.
The story we have just heard is based on the experience and teachings of the prophet Hosea. The manner in which it presents its moral lesson is typical of prophetic preaching. The prophets believed in teaching by example and parable. They believed that the experience of an individual would not only illustrate the principles of morality and personal behavior, but would also symbolize the larger moral problems of the world, the problems of men when they are joined together in communities and nations. The story of Hosea reflects the image of the most disturbing problems that face the world at this time. Hosea learned that pity belongs to everyone, that understanding and forgiveness are not crimes and offenses. At the same time, his wife learned that repentance is the other side of the coin. Thus, a burden lies on both the accuser and the accused. The former must learn compassion. The latter must admit his wrongdoing. This is a profound lesson for mankind today. We must learn to acknowledge that when a man has demonstrated by his actions that he repents for a previous mistake, he must be forgiven for his errors and allowed to go on living a productive life. The bigot must learn in his heart that discrimination destroys not only his victim, but himself. At the same time, he who is discriminated against must learn to forgive. As a final example, I submit that this lesson applies equally to the sphere of international relations. For reconciliation can be successful only if it is mutual, only if all antagonists recognize the fundamental value of self-judgment and forgiveness. The Lord spoke to Hosea, saying, I will have compassion upon her that had not attained compassion. And I will say to them that were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God.
Thank you, Mr. Schenker. Our eternal eye drama today, Hosea, was written by Joseph Mindell. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Alexander Scorby as Hosea, Elspeth Eric as Gomer, Santos Ortega as Amaziah, Ethel Everett as Hulda, Joseph Boland as Joash, Donald Buca as Daniel, Leon Janney as the citizen, and Bert Cowlin as the narrator. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. This has been an NBC Radio Network production directed by Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.